You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, one of the organisations which supports people with dementia in Skipton is Making Space. It receives funding from the council and works with Dynley House Surgery. Here's support worker Sarah Robinson to tell us more.
We kind of give people information and support and guidance around managing day-to-day with the dementia and kind of navigate people really in the right direction really to kind of get the right support at the right time.
Yes, and that's really important, isn't it? Because when you're told that you have dementia or someone in your family does, it's really hard to know, well, obviously to take it in, but to know where to go for support.
That's absolutely right, yes, because it's all about kind of giving individual information to individual people at the right time. So ideally that wants to be kind of soon after diagnosis, so we can let people know really what support's available for them locally, so we can point them in the right direction to different activities that are going on locally and anything really that may support them in their journey of dementia. So we kind of are able to do that.
And it's really important, isn't it, to remind everyone that just because you have dementia, it doesn't stop you being active, having a fulfilling life.
Absolutely. And it's really all about living well with dementia, because absolutely it doesn't mean to say that you're not able to do the things you were able to do previously. It's sometimes just looking at other ways of doing things. And like I say, if people know what's out there and how they can access different types of support, then it makes it easier for them and their carers to be able to continue to live well with dementia. It doesn't mean to say you have to stop doing things. It's a case of carrying on, living your life and living it well.
When you're talking to people and their families about dementia and how to cope with it, what's the advice you give them for coping with it?
Well, we go out and we do a home visit and we kind of talk to them about managing day-to-day with dementia. So it might be that they've just got little problems that they're kind of trying to overcome and they're not quite sure how to do that. So we talk to people about the different routines they've got, what support they've got currently, and how these routines can just be adapted maybe to kind of look at things in different ways. So we spend time talking to people about that, really. And it's really to consider, really, that one size doesn't fit all. Everybody's different. Everybody's an individual. And it's really tailoring kind of the support we offer to each individual, really.
Half of the battle with dementia is the stigma attached to it. People are worried to talk about it or admit that they've got it, but it's really important that everyone is aware of how to cope with it.
Yes, and that can be difficult. There is still stigma attached to dementia. So we do a lot of work around awareness raising and getting out there really and talking to people about dementia. And we do a lot of, dementia friends awareness sessions. We do carers and information sessions for people with dementia, really, to kind of support them. But also, yeah, it's about raising awareness and trying to reduce the stigma that is attached to dementia by letting people know, really, how they can help somebody with dementia and how they can offer that support within their own community.
Do you keep people up to date on sort of the latest treatments and research that's being done?
Well, we work alongside other organisations. We work very closely with lots of voluntary organisations and statutory organisations to support the person. So, yes, we give people up-to-date information and obviously direct people to, if it was kind of a medical issue they were worrying about, then obviously direct people to the professionals in that area, really.
And one of the many services you provide is a monthly drop-in session. Just tell us about that.
Yes, we currently run one in Skipton Library, and that's the fourth Monday of the month. That's on 11 till 12:30. So if you're worried about your memory and you have any concerns at all, there's a dementia support worker there, and she'll be there to talk to you and kind of give you information and point you in the right direction and just have a chat about how you're feeling and kind of what's going on. So if you're worried about your memory, like I say, if you pop in, there'll be somebody there and be happy to help you. And that's the fourth Monday of the month.
From talking to people who use your services, what's the feedback from them? How much of a difference does it make to them?
Well, a lot of the time people following diagnosis don't quite know who to go to and how to access support. So really, the feedback we've been given is actually it makes things easier for them because they're aware of what's happening. And as time goes on, they have a point of contact for somebody to contact if they're worried about anything and things are changing. So we get a lot of positive feedback from people to say it's actually good to know that there is support out there, various organisations really, to kind of help them through that journey.
So if there's anyone listening to this who thinks they could benefit from the support you provide, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Well, anybody can make a referral into Making Space. So if you live in Craven and you're worried about your memory or you know somebody that has dementia, you can pick up the phone and contact the office or look on the website. But really, the office phone number is the easiest one probably to access, and you can contact us by ringing 01535 609 192 and somebody will get back in touch with you and kind of discuss if you've any worries or concerns and take it from there, really. You know, there is support out there and it is all about living well with dementia and it's getting the right support at the right time. So hopefully you don't feel as isolated and on your own with things.